Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The go-ahead basket. One last try for the Bruins of UCLA to get into the Sweet 16. Knocked out last year in the first round by Tulsa. They don't want to lose this one. Edney going the distance. Yes!
Tyus Edney. Josh, was that Missouri? Yeah. He beat Missouri in the second round. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it was second round. End to end. Coast to coast. Off the glass, UCLA, they go on to win the title that year. Sometimes you have to escape, survive, and advance, as they say.
Yeah. By the way, they're talking about it now on ESPN. We just went through for name some players. The biggest stars, I think, for the second year in a row, player-wise, are in the women's game.
Like Paige Buckets?
Paige Buckets. Paige Buchers and Juju Watkins especially. Paige Van Leith, I think, is in TCU now in the tournament. And I would have a hard time naming a men's player that isn't Cooper Flagg and Duke. And I'm a pretty casual observer of both sports leading into the tournament.
Who's the second biggest star in college basketball? I mean, Cooper Flagg's without a doubt number one.
The men's side.
Yeah, the men's side. Who's the second biggest star?
Because like, if we combine the two, I feel like four of the top five might be on the women's side.
Yeah.
I don't know who second is. I don't know. Does Duke have another guy, actually?
They do. But I feel like it's cheating if the two guys are on the same team.
Does North Carolina have a guy? They seem to always have someone that's more famous than they should be.
Bob in Rochester. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Good.
I got a name for you guys. How about Jerome Lane, who played for the University of Pittsburgh? And
shattered a backboard.
Yes.
Famously shattered a backboard, Jerome Lane.
Yeah, you said, send it in, Jerome.
Yep. Have you ever seen that clip, Joe?
No.
Yeah. Send it in. Send it in,
send
Jerome.
Send it in,
you
Jerome.
Got it. You got to say, yeah, Jerome Lane shatters a backboard. Shaq did that. Shaq
did it 7,000 times.
But Shaq did one different. Shaq didn't just shatter a backboard once. Shaq pulled the entire basket down.
Yeah.
The whole apparatus came down, which, you know, that's like urban legend stuff. The first time you ever heard, like, somebody broke, they shattered the backboard. But send it in, Jerome.
Send it in, Jerome. Look how old this clip looks. What year is this? 1992?
Okay, I would have guessed 88.
88.
Is it 88?
Right. It's 88. January 25th, 1988.
I couldn't remember Paul Harris's last name, but I could remember Jerome Lane was 1988.
Yeah. The game's over when that happens, right? He didn't even dunk it that hard. What's wrong with this backboard? He didn't dunk it that hard. I see 8,000 dunks more a night now that are worse than this one. It's fine. It's a good dunk. Right. Shaq, though, is like trying to break the backboard every time.
Yeah,
one of them,
it's not even the backboard. Like I said, it's the arm that holds the thing that he collapses.
They probably have backups for that now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the game's not over if somebody today in one of the games shatters the backboard, I'm assuming.
No, I don't think so.
They would have be able to wheel one in or something.
803-0550. We remembered some guys. Good times. Good times had by all. Jeremy and Joe, tournament gets back up and rolling. Sal's going to be at Wayland today from 10 to 12 for his show.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little tournament there. Too bad we don't have anybody local in, you know?
I know. Or even anything recent with that. And you could have thought Bonaventure was on their way when they started 14-1.
Yeah.
Is anyone close? Bonaventure has Woj now, right? And you might think that that's going to help them with NIT stuff. Did you see what he's doing, though, to help raise money for NIT?
NIL?
Thank you. NIL. They were in the NIT. He is selling his old cell phones for hundreds and hundreds of dollars for the NIT fund, or NIL fund. Like the phone that he broke the news that the NBA season was canceled on. You can buy for like $1,000 from Woj right now. Or you can buy the phone that he broke the Luka trade on. Not the Luka trade for him, I guess, but whatever big trade he would have broken. Durant to the Warriors, I think, was another one.
He's got a phone for that?
It's labeled, phone that broke the news, Durant to the Warriors. So that's their avenue, I guess, to getting some more players.
Interesting.
In Bonaventure. So I don't know. I don't know how close any other programs are.
No, I mean, Syracuse is...
not optimistic?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've attended games where they were number one in the country. You know, like that's
yeah.
To not be in it, to have fallen as far as they have, you know, it's tough. We had a good run. Good times.
Want some Sabres trivia?
Yeah, why not?
So yesterday, I don't know if you saw, I went down a rabbit hole trying to find how many arenas the Sabres have ever played in. Because they were playing in Utah yesterday.
They played in Rochester once.
They played in Rochester twice.
Okay.
Does
this count outdoor arenas like City Field and Hamilton Stadium?
Yes, it does. You already actually gave one of the answers.
Okay.
City and Ralph Wilson Stadium, of course.
Yep.
At the time. So I guess there's one other answer to this. The Sabres have played in two buildings that have hosted World Series games.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so
you got one of them.
City Field?
City Field. Mets.
And another building that hosted a World Series game.
Yeah. By the way, the answer is 80. Well, now with last night, 82 arenas and stadiums the Sabres have ever played in.
Yeah. This isn't.
Would you have thought it would be that many?
Sure. New arenas, you know, two or three per team.
It's an average of like three per team. But they have a couple in Europe, right? And then there's the stadium ones.
That's right.
They're also, I was texting with Mike about this, Mike Shope, trying to figure out, because I couldn't find anything on the internet, why this happened. Like, why the Sabres played the Penguins in Sacramento, California in 1993. I'm asking Mike, and I'm texting Paul, too, like, what is going on? Because there was nothing on the internet. I finally found it. There was nothing on the Sabres page, but apparently Bettman in 93, because he wanted to expand the league, started putting neutral site games all around the country.
Wow.
So the Sabres played the Penguins in Sacramento. They played the Islanders in Minneapolis. There was no Minnesota team at the time. They played a couple games in Hamilton.
So the World Series game
inflated the number too.
Was what, the Twin Dome?
The other World Series game was against the Lightning. Did not know this. The Lightning played for 3 years at what is now known as Tropicana Field.
Yeah.
And then it was known as the Thunderdome.
That's how the
and they put a curtain up.
That's how the Lightning had the largest ever playoff attendance in NHL history.
Yeah, they still have that record.
Yeah,
28,000.
They played in that huge building.
And I saw a picture of it, and it's that ballpark, and there's just a massive blue curtain down the middle, which I guess for you wouldn't be unusual because Syracuse does that for basketball.
Syracuse basketball for decades.
Okay, well, the Lightning did that for hockey
for
a while. So therefore, the Sabres have played in two buildings that World Series games have taken place at.
Meanwhile, speaking of more NHL buildings, Kevin Weeks tweeted yesterday, NHL insider Kevin Weeks, that the NHL is going to go to 34 and wants to go to 36 teams. So if you're adding four teams, you tell me if I'm wrong. I think the four are already, well, I don't know how far down the road any of them are, but the four cities are New Orleans.
Yep.
Houston.
Yep.
Atlanta.
Yep.
Arizona.
I think Bettman wants the fourth to be Arizona, but they've been trying forever.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Like, there's no guarantee at all that they're going to get that community doesn't want it. Can they tell, right? Or do they just hate the Coyotes ownership so much
it's that and it's the location.
Yeah.
But Utah's been very successful so far. Their owner, by the way.
Did you mention Atlanta?
I did.
You did, okay.
Atlanta, Houston, New Orleans, and Arizona are the four.
Yep. I mean, there's other
Quebec
markets. Quebec, they're never going back to Quebec. Quebec built an NHL arena 10 years ago, and they haven't even talked to them. Have they picked up the phone? They have a 20,000-seat arena.
Yeah.
They don't play there. They probably would call, I don't know, what are other markets that don't have teams? They would call Kansas City, Cleveland, and Portland first, wouldn't they?
They might.
Didn't Portland want the Sabres?
That was the big boogeyman at the time was Portland.
In 2003?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Paul Allen?
I think so.
Call him up. Does he want a team now? What's their goal, though? These other leagues, I think, are slowing down, right? The NFL's not expanding. Unless they do Europe.
The NHL's goal is, of course, like every league, it's growth. But owners are allowing it because they just get giant checks. And in a league where you have a lot of teams that don't make money, hey, here's one way to help you out. Some guy in Houston's going to write you a check for $40 million.
Right.
Which, for some of these teams, they might come out in the black by $2 million. Oh, here's 20 seasons of profit. Here.
Yeah.
Just for an expansion. I mean, the expansion fees are going up. To the point on franchise sales as well, the Celtics just sold for $6
billion. Yeah.
Every franchise sale keeps going up and setting records. The next NHL team will not set a record. It won't come close to NBA or NFL. But
an NBA franchise coming over top of the top NFL franchise, though, was surprising.
That's the Celtics, I guess.
Yeah.
One thing, you know, whatever. Like, occasionally you get people shouting about the Sabres and could they sell the Sabres? There was a rumor they're trying to sell, blah, blah, blah. And I think with the Sabres, just an obvious question is, I can't even imagine anybody buying them.
Sabres.
Because the price of a franchise now, like if the Pegulas decided to sell the Sabres, they would make an incredible return on investment after what they paid. But who's going to spend that money to not make money. The thing about spending $6 billion on the Celtics or $5 billion on the Commanders is you're going to make money all the time.
Yeah.
Buying an NFL franchise is buying a money tree. Buying an NHL franchise, that is not the case.
Well, unless you think...
Unless you're going to flip it, and flipping Buffalo means you're buying them and then moving them.
You're not flipping
Buffalo for more value. I mean, if the Pegulas wanted to sell, they could, but I don't know that that's going to be able to be marketable anymore to flip it again. So
if you want to buy... Who's the person that wants to buy the Sabres? Because if you want to buy a sports franchise that makes money, you're not looking at them. What you're looking at is, what's Ryan Smith, the owner of Utah Hockey Club, doing right now? He's a young guy who walks around, he wears a hoodie, right? He's cool,
yep.
Right? And you see the thing yesterday? He only charges his fans $1 to watch all the games. What's he doing? It's his toy.
Yep.
He bought a Ferrari, and he wants to play with it. And that's the only thing. You would need somebody that would look at the Sabres and think, that's going to be my toy.
14 years ago, that's what was said about them.
I know.
You know, like that's what they were supposed
to. 2 years, maybe it felt like that's what fan appreciation night and Aeroff 10-year contract. Like maybe it felt like a helicopter to go get Robin Regier. Maybe that's what they were doing, and then it just.
The league got a lot more expensive.
Dried up.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So that's just a point to comment on. Like if you say sell the team, I don't think it's just as easy. I don't know how many buyers there even would be. All right, Extendo Sports, we'll pass things off to Sal, who's dialing up from Wayland. Are they connected? All right, we'll check it with Sal. He's down there at Wayland. Can he pass me a beer through the airwaves, through the microphone? It's only 9:47. It's fine. 9:48. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.